Thursday night or Lecheskis late. Halacha and Lecheskis all about. So we're back to not. Oh, and just basis. If you have a little pot, meanwhile, pot and you cook meat in it. That's simple meat. Now the reason the meat's treif is because the meat now has secondary tam, because food went into the pot, and that's tam, and then the pot's tam went food, that's secondary tam. But that's called not by not the isura, because the secondary tam was formed possibly tam went into the meat. So and the meat is only has only tam of beef, but it's even secondary tam as basa b'cholov. But if you cook a potato in the pot, so the potato now has secondary tam, called not bar not, secondary tam, and you cook the potato with meat, so now you have secondary tam cooked with meat, that's mutter, also to do, but mutter to eat if you did it. So if you have not bar not the hetera, because it's still heter, so the potato now has secondary tam. The potato was cooked in a milchika pot. So it's not bar not the hetera in the potato. Everything's been yomel still. So it's usur to cook the potato with meat. But if you did, the meat is mutter. Because it's only secondary tam that went into the meat. If you have a part of a ladle, which you put into water, which was cooked in a dairy pot, so the milk into the pot is primary tam. The pot into the water is secondary tam. The water into the ladle is third degree tam. You could even the chatchila use that to stir a pot of meat. It's not recommended, but again, third degree tam, not bar not, as it's called, because you had the milk into the pot and the pot into the water. At secondary tam now. Even when you cook meat in a milchika pot, the meat has received only secondary tam, but it's be'isr, so it's not barnad de isura, and that's osur. The potato cooked in a milchika pot is not barnad de hetera, and therefore if you now cook the potato with meat, the meat's mutter, but it's osur to do, and if you had water in a pot, then you're stuck in a ladle, so the ladle now has third degree tam, and you can l'chatchila use the ladle to stir a meat dish with. Okay. Now we'll learn some private solvables. Good, so far so good. Okay, we're in Shah Cheshvan HaNefesh, he's in Perek Sheni, and we learned in the first half of Perek Sheni that everybody has to make their own Cheshvan HaNefesh, and although this is world, Cheshvan HaNefesh is not so much to the specifics of what I did that day, but in general, what am I doing with my life? It's like making an inventory. It's like making an accounting. Am I running a more deficit than revach? Where am I holding in the business of life? And you have specific things to think about, which we'll talk about in the next parak. Very famous 30 specific things to think about if you're living up to what your chiyuv is. So in the first half of parak Beis, he said that everybody, based on their understanding, their seichel, based on their circumstances of Hakaras Tovus Hashem, because in the Chavis of Odis' world, that's what everything is based on, Hakaras of the Tovus Hashem that Hashem bestowed upon you. And he says everybody will feel differently. I mean, you have to think about it or else you don't feel anything. But he brings on the pasuk, a very powerful pasuk. He says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Yisrael, that I'm not talking to people who didn't see Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Nechem Haros is called Maisi Hashem HaGadol. So what does he mean to say by that? So, as Avodas explains, Kitainus habori aleichem yosech hazoka v'nireis mimashi al b'neichem asher lo ro'u esmolzei habori themselves. They only heard it from you. Now they heard it from you and you saw it. But it's different. Atem re'isem osu b'neichem atem ha'miyuchodim v'tolos ha'gadolos mi'baladeyem, excluding them, they didn't. You were saved Makas Mitzrayim, you saw what happened to Korach. So you have more of a, because it demands more when you experience more. Everybody is the same way, not the same thing obviously, but the same concept. Ki b'mashachayovim bo, what you're mechuyev to do for Hashem, yischalef will change kifi hischalfus hakarosom, based on how much you taka or are aware of, but not if you're not aware because of you don't think about it, but you're not aware because you know you need everybody's seichel is different. Everybody understands less. I imagine a scientist, let's say, who understands what, or not a scientist, someone who remembers what he learned in fourth grade, and he remembers what a rain cycle is, so he has more of an appreciation of rain. So he experiences the Tovus Hashem more when it rains. In Eretz Yisrael, we have more of an appreciation of rain than in Chutz Lauritz. Chutz Lauritz, when it rains, they so, you know, they don't chap why rain is in Eretz Yisrael. You know, the kids, Baruch Hashem, all grow up, and they say, it's raining, hooray, and they start dancing. And in America, when it's raining, it means you can't have your picnic that you planned. So, so that's everybody has his own experiences and his own akara. And talk to someone who understands like why it rains and how complicated rain is and how complicated photosynthesis is and how complicated digestion is. So he's makir in Tovus Hashem more. Okay, that's really what we learned till now, but we'll stop now.